Somebody who redeems produce of Meister Sheni onto money, and he puts down the money of the redemption, but he doesn't specify that this money should be the redemption of the Meister Sheni. Even though that is his intention, he wants the Meister Sheni to be redeemed onto the money, but he doesn't say anything. Rabbi Yezi Amir Dayo. Rabbi Yezi said it's sufficient for him to put down the money. He doesn't have to say anything for the redemption to go into effect. Rabbi Huda says he has to say that this money is for the redemption of Meister Sheni. If he doesn't say that, then the redemption does not work. Somebody who is discussing with a woman about the possibility of a get or a kedushin. Either he wants to be mekadesh the woman, or the woman is his wife and he wants to divorce her. And they're discussing the divorce or the kedushin. And while they're discussing the topic of the get or the kedushin, he went ahead and gave the isha either the get or the money for the kedushin. But he didn't say this should be your get. Or in the case of kedushin, he didn't say this money should be for the kedushin. Rabbi Yossi Omer Dayan. Rabbi Yossi said the get or the kedushin would be effective even though he didn't say anything. And since they were discussing the topic of getting or kedushin at the time he gave her the get or the kedushin, even though he didn't say Hareyat Mekudesh Asli, or in the case of the get, he didn't say this should be your get, even so, the get would work or the kedushin would work. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Tzarech Lafarish, Rabbi Yehuda says he has to specify when he gives her the get, he has to say this is your get. When he gives her the money for the kedushin, he has to say Hareyat Mekudesh Asli. If he does not say that, it would not work, even though they were discussing the topic of getting or kedushin. At the time he gave her the get or the kedushin, he still has to say either Hareyat Mekudesh Asli or this should be your get. And if he doesn't say it, it does not work, according to Rabbi Yehuda. Somebody who puts down an isser of Meister Sheni money in Yerushalayim, and he has eaten half of the isser. An isser is a coin that's worth 1/24 of a dinar. And he has an isser of Meister Sheni money in Yerushalayim that he wants to redeem. But he doesn't want to redeem it onto produce all at once. Instead, as he eats the produce, he redeems it onto the isser. Therefore, the isser is being redeemed little by little on the produce it is eating in Yerushalayim. And so far, he has eaten half of the value of the isser. So half of the isser still has to be redeemed. He went to a different place in Yerushalayim. And in the place that he went to, the isser is worth a pundion. Now, a pundion is two isser. So the isser is worth double in the other place. Since the isser is now worth more, and half of the isser has been redeemed. So the half that has still not been redeemed would be now worth an isser, that the isser has gone up to double the price. So therefore, in order to redeem the second half of the isser, he would have to eat one isser worth of food that he redeems onto the isser. Now, even though before he went to the new place, he had only eaten a half an isser of food, and now that he went to a new place that the isser is worth a pundion, which is two isserim, so he has one and a half isserim left of food that he still has to eat. So why does the Mishnah say he only has to eat one more isser? The answer is, since when he ate the food in the first place, that isser was worth only half a pundion. It was only worth one isser, not two isserim in that place. And when he ate a half an isser worth of food in that place, and he redeemed it onto the isser, so half of the isser had already been redeemed. So even though he went to a new place where the isser is worth double, since half had been redeemed already, he only has half of the isser left, and that half of isser in the new place is worth a full isser. So he has to eat one more full isser of food that he redeemed onto this isser. Somebody who has a pundion of Meister Sheni money in Yerushalayim, a pundion is 1/12 of a dinar. It's worth two isser. And he doesn't want to redeem the pundion all at once. Instead, he eats food in Yerushalayim, and right before he eats it, he redeems it onto the pundion. So the pundion is being redeemed onto the food that he is eating. And he has eaten so far half of the value of the pundion. So half of the pundion has been redeemed. V'halach l'makom acher, v'arehu yoytzei be'isser. And he went to a different place in Yerushalayim. And in the new place that he went to, the pundion is only worth half. It's only worth one isser instead of two. So the din is, oichol of od plak. In the new place where he brought the pundion to, he has to eat another half an isser of food that he redeems onto the pundion in order to redeem the entire pundion. And since he has redeemed already the first half of the pundion, and in the new place that he went to, the full pundion is only worth one isser. So the half that he has left is only worth a half of isser. Therefore, in order to redeem the second half of the pundion, he would only have to eat one half of Ithra food that he redeems onto the Punjab. I mean, yes, Ithra's a Mithrasheni. Somebody who has an Ithra of Mithrasheni money in Yerushalayim, and he wants to redeem that Ithra by eating food in Yerushalayim and redeeming that food onto the Ithra. He doesn't have to redeem every last bit of the Ithra. If the Ithra is from Mithrasheni of Tamai, it's from produce that was bought from an Amaris, and the Mithrasheni was taken off me Suffolk, the Rabbanan are more lenient with Mithrasheni of Tamai. So in such a case, he only has to redeem 10/11 of the Ithra. For example, if 11 pomegranates cost 1 Ithra, and he has eaten 10 pomegranates and redeemed it onto the Ithra, that would be sufficient, since he has now redeemed 10/11 of the Ithra. And if the Ithra is from Mithrasheni Shalvadai, meaning it's regular Mithrasheni, it's not from produce that was bought from an Amaris, in such a case, the din is more stringent. He has to redeem 99/100 of the Ithra. For example, if 100 pomegranates cost an Ithra, and he has eaten 99 pomegranates and redeemed it on the Ithra, that would be sufficient, since he has redeemed 99/100 of the Ithra. Beishame Oimrim HaKoasam. Beishame Ho'ol, there is no difference between Mithrasheni of Demai or Mithrasheni Shalvadai. In both cases, he has to redeem 9/10 of the Ithra. Once he has redeemed 9/10 of the Ithra, that would be sufficient. Ubeitilo Oimrim Bevadai Acharasor. Ubeitilo Oimrim Bevadai Acharasor. If the Ithra is from Mithrasheni Shalvadai, in such a case, once you have redeemed 10/11 of the Ithra, that would be sufficient. The reason being is that when you have redeemed 10/11 of the Ithra, and there's only 1/11 left that has not been redeemed, 1/11 of an Ithra is less than a Prusa. Because even when you take into account the extra fifth that you have to add, when you redeem your own Mithrasheni, 1/11 of an Ithra is still less than a Prusa, and anything less than a Prusa is not Chashiv, so therefore it's sufficient to redeem 10/11 of the Ithra. But if the Ithra is from Mithrasheni of Demai, from produce that was bought from an Amar, he took off the Mithrasheni Misafek, in such a case we could be more lenient, and once you have redeemed 9/10 of the Ithra, that is sufficient. The reason being is that the din is when you redeem Mithrasheni of Demai, you do not have to add an extra fifth. Even if you redeem your own Mithrasheni, there are far more lenient with regard to Demai. So since you don't have to add a fifth, 1/10 of an Ithra is already less than a Pruta. So therefore, once you have redeemed 9/10 of the Ithra, and there's only 1/10 left, the amount that's left is less than a Prusa, which is not Kashuv. So therefore, that would be sufficient. Once you have redeemed 9/10 of the Ithra, you would have done enough.